Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. I'm Sam and we have Gabe on the line joining us today. Hey, Gabe.
Hey, Sam. Can you hear me?
Yeah. How's it going?
I'm here in quarantine watching my beard grow pretty much is what I've been doing. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, although I must say it's kind of a sad day here in Germany because we just crossed the 1 million case mark for COVID-19 cases.
Yeah, that is that dark milestone. We're above 1 million, and that's according to Johns Hopkins. Germany's CDC, the Robert Koch Institute, they're almost to 1 million, but Johns Hopkins says that 1 million has been hit. That puts Germany now the 12th country in the world that's jumped past 1 million, of course, being led by the United States, over 13 million, India around 9 million, Brazil 6 million, Russia 2 million, and France, another country here in Europe, over 2 million. So Germany, with a population of 83 million, has hit that 1 million mark. This week, Germany is looking at 22,000 cases yesterday and a record number of deaths. 410 people died on November 25th. So, yeah, it's not good news here.
No, not at all. So looking at the world overall, where are we at in terms of cases?
Well, right now we are at 61,400,000 cases worldwide.
Crazy.
And yeah, like I said, Germany is dealing with two things. So the death rate is increasing here in this second wave. What must be said there is that it is still relatively low. Looked at worldwide, the infection fatality rate in Germany is still low, even though the numbers are higher than they've ever been.
I get a newsletter from a German newspaper each morning, and in there they usually have the top 10 countries or maybe 15, and they also have those death rates per 100,000, and Germany's is quite low. I think it's been in the 17, 18 range, whereas some other countries are up as high as 80s, 90s. So
yeah, and I mean, Germany has an old population. So given that, I mean, that is, I guess, the silver lining here. That is good news for Germany that the death rate is still low right now.
Yeah, it is good news, but definitely something scary with these numbers going up here and across Europe. So Germany has recently introduced some measures. There's been a lot of talk about Christmas. Can you tell us a little bit about what's coming into force here in Germany or staying in force?
That's right. So over the past week, Merkel has been bickering and arguing with the state premiers of Germany's 16 federal states. And what they have agreed to now is to extend this partial lockdown that's been going on for a few weeks now to get that curve down. Yeah, I mean, Merkel yesterday pretty much asked Germans to reduce all social contacts to just what's necessary. And what she's saying is that only two families can meet, so a total of five people, not including kids, so at the age of 14, those people aren't included. So two households can meet, and that all, like she said, only when it's necessary. Everything else is closed apart from shops. You can ride in the train, masks everywhere in public, all publicly accessible places, masks have to be worn. Travel, essentially, you can't travel right now is
yeah.
What's going on.
And bars and restaurants have been closed since the beginning of the month.
Oh, yeah. That's complete. And all sports, all leisure activity is off limits right now. And essentially what this is all about is to make sure that Christmas can happen.
Yeah, it's the Merkel who saved Christmas, I feel like, is what's coming.
Exactly. So this lockdown has been extended to December 20th. And what they're trying to make happen is what's being called a Christmas amnesty, where more people can meet. So that number of five people being able to meet will be increased to 10.
Okay.
And that will only be from Christmas Eve until New Year's Eve. So that 7-day period from December 24th to December 31st.
So kind of a week reprieve there.
Yeah, that's what they're calling it. I mean, essentially, they're just trying to avoid another spike because Germany was dealing with exponential growth big time. It would just skyrocketed in mid-October, and this lockdown has kind of brought that curve down, and that's what they want to keep doing until Christmas, and then we'll just have to see what happens when people start meeting again.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, you know, Germany doesn't live in a bubble the way Australia or something kind of can to some degree. We have a lot of neighbors all the way around our country. There's been a bit of talk about that too recently. Can you tell me a little bit about what's been going on, particularly to the south of Germany?
Well, yeah, another thing that Merkel is trying to push through at the moment is trying to ban ski vacations. She's looking for an EU-wide ban of ski lifts, which, of course, to the south, Austria, they did not take well to that news. They're trying to keep that alive, although in Austria, at the moment, it's a nationwide lockdown.
Oh, so they don't have ski resorts open anyway?
Not right now. I mean, the plan in Austria is, after this nationwide lockdown, is to test the entire population with the antigen test to try and weed out the infection that way so that these vacations can be open.
Wow.
Because, I mean, the ski industry in Austria is enormous.
Yeah.
We're talking about billions of euros that would go down the can if that EU-wide ban were in place. And for an industry that's already struggling, you know, with rising temperatures,
yep,
that would be hard for them.
Yeah, they're kind of having that anxiety about losing the tourist season the way some of the southern European countries were this summer, I think.
That's right, that's right. Yeah, so, I mean, that's the situation in Germany right now. The plan is to keep the lockdown as tight as possible until December 24th, and then there'll be a bit of an opening up, and then after that, they're just going to have to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we know kind of what it's going to look like, at least here, till 2021.
Yeah, and then we'll have to just see what happens with the vaccine, huh?
Yep, fingers crossed, that's for sure. All right, Gabe, thanks for calling in. I hope you're staying sane in quarantine and you get out of it soon.
Yeah, I've got this beard still growing, so I got some important work to do watching this thing go.
Sounds good.
Hey, thanks for holding the fort down, Sam.
Yeah, sure thing. All right, have a nice weekend, Gabe.
Science Unscripted.